Turkish airspace, an action that Syria denounced as unprecedented and unjustifiable. The incident happened on Sunday with the plane crashing near the Syrian town of Kassab on the Turkish border after it was targeted by F-16s. The Turkish Prime Minister praised the military for the action, saying, quote, "A Syrian plane violated our airspace. Our F-16s took off and hit this plane. Why? Because if you violate my airspace, our slap after this will be hard," end quote. So what is mainstream media missing about this story? Actually, some very important context. I'll tell you about it after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. The place where the Syrian fighter jet went down was near the town of Kassab, which is the border crossing between Syria and Turkey. Over the past few days, there has been a major offensive by al-Nusra Front, the Syrian wing of al-Qaeda in Iraq, and other Islamist groups such as Ansar al-Sham. Those groups have been fighting to take that border crossing for days. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, quote, "Fighters from the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front and other groups have attacked a key northern Syrian crossing and forced out regime forces and national defense auxiliaries." He added that fierce fighting was still underway at the Kassab crossing, which was attacked on Friday. The Kassab region is one of the last crossings between Turkey and Syria that is still under Syrian control. The Syrians say that Turkey is supporting that action and helping al-Qaeda rebels cross from Turkey into Syria. What mainstream media once again ignores is that this action by Turkey, shooting down that Syrian fighter jet, likely wasn't to protect Turkish airspace. More than likely, it was to help assist al-Qaeda fighters who are trying to overthrow that border crossing. For stories that affect your liberty here in the U.S. and around the world, you can check me out online, BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-12.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to grab a phone call. Bill in California. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Here's my question. Before I even knew who you were, I heard you as a guest one time on the Coast to Coast AM radio program, and you really opened my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that the Obamacare, or the Free Health Care Act, is actually a tax, I wanted to know what constitutional amendment allowed them to initiate this new tax.
Well, as a matter of fact, this went all the way to the United States Supreme Court on its constitutional challenge, and it was presumed it was going to the decision was going to go against Obamacare. But remember, at the last minute, Chief Justice Roberts, who had been adamantly opposed to the Affordable Care Act on constitutional grounds, did an about-face and said, well, I guess it's legal under the Commerce Clause. Cast the deciding vote to legalize Obamacare, and then he promptly left for Malta for a week's vacation to duck the resulting press fury. So it's questionable whether it is constitutional, but right now the federal government is doing a lot of things that are not the letter of the law in the Constitution, and their attitude is, hey, until we admit it's unconstitutional, you can't do a thing about it. This, of course, violates an earlier Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, which says laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. We don't have to wait for somebody in a robe to say so. The function of the Supreme Court is to tell the government what is legal and constitutional, not the people. We, the people, have the right to decide for ourselves when this government is playing by the rules we set down in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, but what I learned from you before is that when a tax has to be imposed, it has to receive a constitutional amendment or some sort of amendment. All of the people have to come forward and say, yes, we want this new tax or we don't. And since the IRS is enforcing, collecting, and handling and becoming the doctor or the hospital for the enforcement of the Free Health Care Act, it just seems like there should be some sort of national news media.
Well, you're sort of close to it. Basically, any new tax has to fit into the existing tax limits in the Constitution. That's where Chief Justice Roberts was saying that, yeah, Obamacare is a tax and it's not covered by the Constitution or congressional action. Then in turn, and said, well, actually, we can fit it in under the government's right to impose tariffs under the Commerce Clause because all of this stuff is taking place across state borders. It was a bit of a reach. But again, I'm absolutely in agreement that there are serious constitutional issues with Obamacare. They're trying to keep everybody distracted with this thing about whether Obamacare should provide contraceptive coverage and nobody has religious rights to object. I'm of the opinion right now that health insurance are for illnesses and accidents, and Obamacare shouldn't be funding what are essentially lifestyle choices. But that's, well, you know, I'm going to open up a can of worms with that statement here.
Well, why did they remove free from the healthcare website? And then it seems like every time during the night a new exemption is listed or a new loophole is listed.
Well, that is definitely unconstitutional because Obama is continually rewriting the law using executive orders. And that is not what the executive order is supposed to do. He is clearly exceeding his authority. If Congress had any spine, they would have impeached him by now, not just for his abuse of executive order, but the IRS targeting of dissidents, which was an article of impeachment against Richard Milhouse Nixon. But our Congress is completely compromised, whether they're being blackmailed by all the dirt NSA has dug out on them, or their own investment portfolios are firmly implanted with these health insurance companies. They're just going to go along with this, unfortunately.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Bill. We're going to let you go here. And speaking of the Internal Revenue Service, as you're probably aware, there are continuing efforts to just find out what was going on with the IRS targeting conservative groups, political dissidents, enemies of the Obama administration. And as I mentioned before, this was an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon, the use of the IRS to basically harass and intimidate his political opposition. Well, the IRS is now saying that, golly gee shuckies, they can't produce all of Lois Lerner's emails and other key employees, in time for the hearings. They can't produce them by the end of the year. We'll have to wait until after the November election, since actually some of the documents they're not going to be able to find for years and years and years. In other words, they're stonewalling until after the end of the Obama administration, at which point nobody will really care anymore because you will have gotten away with it. You know, but it's funny, you mowed a neighbor's lawn and forgot to declare that money, the IRS is going to find that real quick, virtually instantaneously. But finding the emails about the targeting of political dissidents, that's going to take years and years and years, you know. All righty, let's see. All righty. Now then, kind of an interesting little story. As you're probably already aware, President Barack Obama is the first U.S. president to preside over a United States that does not have a manned space capability since Eisenhower. Apparently, it's more important to spend American tax money on propping up Israel, propping up Wall Street, covertly overthrowing foreign governments, and outright war on the rest here. So right now, even as the U.S. is shouting and rattling sabers at Russia, we are still dependent on Russia to get Americans up to the International Space Station. And apparently they just launched another one up there at a cost of $71 million. That's what Russia is charging the United States for a seat on the Soyuz up to the space station. And probably the price is going to go up as the hostilities increase. Of course, right now it's a little embarrassing because apparently the Soyuz has suffered a malfunction and hasn't been able to dock with the ISS just yet. Apparently there's some kind of an orientation hitch, and they're going to have to back up and try again. So that's a little bit of an embarrassment. Apparently they're not able to orient the rocket or the Soyuz correctly for the docking. If they can't dock with the ISS, they can get back down, because that's what the Soyuz is for here. All righty. Let's see. Phone lines are open. I want to talk about global warming. As you're probably already aware, there was another major winter storm in the Northern Hemisphere, snow in Washington, D.C., on Europe. And kind of an interesting story here came out, and this is over at the WPF.org. I'm not exactly sure what the acronym stands for. But the article was titled, Warming Interruptus, Causes for the Pause. See, they're having to deal with the fact that we have been through several record-setting winters, and there actually hasn't been any global warming, human-caused or otherwise, since 1997. And this article is all about, well, there may be an explanation for that. We don't question that theory of human-caused global warming. We're absolutely convinced. The scientific consensus says it's true. But if you're wondering about all the snow and ice piling up, there may be something else going on. And this is pure propaganda. Now, proper scientific method is that when the real world does not match the predictions produced by a theory, then the theory is wrong and needs to be discarded. Now, back in 2000, the promoters of human-caused global warming were making predictions that snow would be a thing of the past. That was in the UK Independent, March 20th, 2000. Greenland was going to lose all of its ice in just 20 years. That was one of the founders of Greenpeace. Polar bears were all going to drown and the rest of it. Now, it's pretty obvious that the real world has not matched all those dire predictions. Under scientific procedure, you have to discard the theory of human-caused global warming as clearly invalid and go back to the drawing board. But that isn't what they've done. When we come back from this commercial break, I will further elucidate. So we'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies? Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Carbonazis, the worshippers of St. Al of the Gore, the global warming cult. and how they're trying to find some way where they can keep their little global warming carbon tax, carbon credit scam going. And they're trying to basically come out with pieces of propaganda to say that even though we have had several record-setting winters in a row, remember this year, winter hit early, killed all those cattle in the Midwest, still have snow here, we're well into spring. Snow fell on the pyramids for the first time in 100 years. But no. Pay no attention to the snow and ice. We know that there's no reason to doubt the theory of human-caused global warming, and it's all your fault, and it all goes back to that carbon, which must be taxed and controlled and regulated. And they're dancing around trying to figure out some way. It's just a pause. The heat is hiding in the deep ocean. It's hiding in Antarctica. It's lurking under your sofa, ready to leap, and all this other absurd, quite unscientific rigmarole. They're trying to basically say, go on believing in human-caused global warming and just ignore what you have been seeing with your own eyes and the frostbite that you're dealing with on your toes. Okay? Now remember, real scientific method is, if the real world isn't matching the predictions, you throw that theory out. Except that human-caused global warming was never science. It is a political agenda devised to extract money from you, the people, the suckers, the rubes, by forced purchases of carbon credits and carbon taxes, and also to try and get you to submit to a global environmental authority that will tell you how much heat you can have in the winter, how much cooling you can have in summer, the size of the car that you can drive, and the rest of it. Now, those who created this mythical crisis of human-caused global warming are expecting to profit handsomely from it. Many of them already have. Al Gore got rich off of his carbon trading operation in Europe. And they're not going to let a little thing like a cooling planet get in the way of these well-laid plans for unearned riches. So we've got this desperate and pathetic attempt to somehow explain how their cherished human-caused global warming somehow creates colder weather. You know, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, warming is cooling. And this is a repeat of the situation we had in the 16th century when the church promoted their theory of a universe centered on an unmoving earth. But the observed motions of the planets in the night sky didn't match the predictions derived from the geocentric model of the solar system. But scientists who were afraid of the church's disapproval refused to question that primary assumption of an Earth-centered universe. After all, Galileo had been tortured, Giordano Bruno had been burned at the stake for daring to suggest the theory of an Earth-centered universe was incorrect. So scientists of the day created the concept of the epicycle, this wildly fantastical idea of invisible wheels within wheels on which the planets hung to explain their odd motions. Entire academic careers and university departments were built on studying epicycles. And of course, in the end, those who questioned whether the Earth was the center of the solar system were proven right. And all those who hid behind epicycles became the laughingstock of history. The same thing's going on now with human-caused global warming. To question that primary assumption, while no longer punished with the rack and the stake, means loss of funding, loss of tenure, ridicule in the corporate media. And most scientists supporting human-caused global warming, like their brethren who supported epicycles, simply lack the courage to challenge that primary assumption enforced by the orthodoxy, and continue to invent ever more fanciful explanations about why we must all go on believing the revealed dogma of human-caused global warming, even as the world demonstrably is getting colder and colder and colder. Now remember, despite the protestations of the carbon Nazis, the dominant control of climate on Earth is solar output, which is at a 100-year low, looks like we're repeating the Maunder minimum, and the shape of the Earth's orbit, which over very long periods changes shape from circular to elliptical and to circular. When it's an elliptical orbit, because of Kepler's laws of motions, the Earth spends more time at the far end of the ellipse away from the Sun, and we get the ice ages. As the orbit becomes more circular and the Earth spends more time closer to the Sun, we get the interglacial period. So unless they can control the output of the Sun or change the shape of the Earth's orbit, all of these carbon Nazis insisting you do what they tell you and give you their money, they can't really do a thing to affect climate change. And climate is supposed to change. It always has. It always will. It really is. All right, we're going to grab one more story, and then we're going to take some phone call here. Apparently over in Great Britain, there's a man of courage, Professor Richard Tall, who's an economist at the University of Sussex, asked for his name to be removed from the latest United Nations IPCC climate change survey. And he's basically saying they're exaggerating the effects. It's not science. It's a fear-mongering document to try and get everybody to sign on to the United Nations as arbiter of all things climate for the future. And he's basically asked for his name to be taken off. Okay, we're going to grab some phone calls. The phone lines are loaded up. Chris in Virginia. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, great. Doing a great job, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, just the Harry Reid thing. I watched that clip, and it just made my blood boil. And I guess my comment is the whole thing is it's like Monty Python's Flying Circus. Watching
yes,
those
it
people.
Is.
And just people in the same room, and the first thing comes to mind are people. These reporters have to know it's a bunch of Bravo Sierra. They have to. And it's like, what's going on? How come somebody can't stand up and be the adult in the room and say we need to repeal Obamacare?
Well, because if they do, they're not allowed in the room anymore. I mean, remember when Helen Thomas got up during Obama's first press conference as president and asked him point blank, what nations in the Middle East have nuclear weapons today? And of course, Obama didn't answer that. He ducked around and said, we view the presence of nuclear weapons as an area of severe concern. And of course, the next day, Helen Thomas was gone. And she'd been in that White House press room forever. And they made an object lesson of her. If you dare ask a question we don't like, you are gone. And so those, basically, when you're looking in the White House press room or Congress, what you're seeing are basically prostitutes and correspondents who will do as they're told because they like the prestige of being there inside the Capitol building.
It reminds me of the State of the Union speech. When he came in there, it was crazy. It was like he was George Washington from both sides of the aisle. I mean, it couldn't scream loud enough. And then fast forward to yesterday, he's in Belgium. What happened when he ended his press conference there, and like one person clapped. It was just so telling.
Yeah, well, it basically tells you members of Congress, they're out there clapping. Remember when Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the U.S. Congress and AIPAC literally sent messages to all members of Congress, we will be in the gallery videotaping you, and if you don't clap and cheer and do standing ovations, you don't get any more money from us for your campaign. And it worked. Every time Netanyahu said something, Congress leapt to its feet, banging their hands together like a bunch of trained sea lions, you know, so all they're good for. Set dressing.
Wow. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, that's a big, broad question, but just say with the global warming, for instance, you were just discussing, you think it's just going to drag on and on? They're going to eke everything they can out of it, or what?
Well, they're desperate. Obamacare did not provide the new tax revenues the government needs to keep this little Ponzi economy going any longer. So, yeah, they're going to go to a carbon tax. I mean, for them to start pushing global warming while the snow is still on the ground, that's bad PR. So they're under a time constraint, and Obama's going to hit you with the carbon tax sometime in the next 2 months.
Hey, well, thanks a lot, Mike. Keep up the good work. Hope you keep killing it.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yes, I'm looking at this tour that Mr. Obama's making in Europe and listening to all he's saying. And basically, he's making himself look foolish, the statements he's coming out with.
Okay, John, we gotta take a break. Don't hang up. I'm gonna come back to you after these few words from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com.
Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want
to
be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with John in Barbados. And, John, you seem to have some ire with our current administration.
Well, I mean, as I'm a basic supporter of the American ideal, but his mendacious comments and fallacious arguments just, it's embarrassing. I mean, I'm embarrassed for America, never mind how you must feel.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. But, you know, Washington, D.C. right now, their philosophy seems to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again.
Well, I mean, he's making this tour in Europe and making himself look absolutely foolish.
Well, the public face of the tour, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, and he's just going through the motions. But I think the real purpose of this tour through Europe is he's trying to basically get a feel for how ready Europe is to basically go into a new Cold War, potentially a hot war, with Russia and China. And I think he's going to find it's a pretty lukewarm situation because of the strong economic ties between all the nations. This is where globalism's going to come back to bite them, because everybody is so dependent on everybody else. The idea of starting a war, is really not being well received, certainly not by ordinary people. There is no support for a Cold War or hot war with Russia and China, either among the American people or the people of Europe.
Well, I mean, it is completely ridiculous, even to the case where now, for example, your Atlas and Delta satellite launchers are powered by RD-170, 171, and 180 Russian-manufactured rocket engines.
Yes,
without
they are.
Those rocket engines, you don't have a launcher. It's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, we don't even, again, we have to go to the Russians to get our people up to the International Space Station.
And now they're cutting the budget for NASA. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, you've got your Mars rover and your Curiosity rover out there.
Yeah, they're talking about
shutting the project down.
Yeah, they're going to have to shut it down next year. Just turn it off and just say, oh, well, it was fun while it lasted. I mean, after all the money and effort to get that thing up there, and now they're going to say, well, we don't have enough money to run the dashboards down here. We had to buy more Iron Dome for Israel, and that's what's important. It was like I was pointing out. I mean, you know, Ukraine can get $1 billion from the U.S. government, but Detroit can't.
Well, I believe Detroit now is so badly serviced by the governments of the state and the federal government that the water supply is in danger of being switched off because of an unpaid bill. It's nonsense.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely insane here. And we're, you know, nobody wants to admit it, but we're in a wartime economy. Every penny of tax money is going to prop up the war machine, prop up Wall Street, prop up Israel, and there's nothing left to spend on the American people. A lot of money to spend on propaganda. Like a lot of this stuff we're seeing on the news about how all those people on food stamps, they're just lazy, and if you cut off the food stamps, they'll be motivated to find work. They're motivated to find work right now. There's not really a lot of money in food stamps or any other public assistance. The problem is there are no jobs. As you said, you know, we're building the Atlas and Delta satellite launchers with parts imported from other countries. All this offshoring has really come back to harm the economy at a time when the bankers are demanding more money and the government's demanding more money, and at the same time they send all the high-paying jobs away. It basically demonstrates nobody's maintaining an overview of what is best for the nation as a whole, and that really is the job of the federal government. We expect bankers to be greedy. We expect corporations to be thinking about profits above all. The job of the government is to stand as an umpire, to basically balance the greed and desires of corporations against what's good for the nation as a whole. Our government has abandoned that role. It's gone firmly over under the side of the financial interests, and that is the classic definition of a fascist economic dictatorship.
Well, what I see is this economy. Now, they claim to be reducing the military budget. Well, actually, if you look at it, they're increasing the budget.
Yeah, they did.
They spend huge sums of money on these boondoggles, the F-22, the F-35.
Oh, don't get me started about the F-35. Yeah. It is. Well, it's all a big way of just handing money to supporters in the defense industry, and it's hugely expensive boondoggles. The weapons don't really work. It's just another way to suck money out of the pockets of the American people and put it in the hands of the political cronies. Eisenhower warned us this was going to happen, the military-industrial complex, and this is the end result. Anyway, listen, John, need to let you go. I got another caller, and we're racing to the top of the hour when the executive producer for Book of Secrets is going to be joining us for the rest of the show here. So we're going to let you go, and before we go to the next caller, little footnote on the F-35. Apparently, the latest inspection of its operating software has revealed so many problems. They're saying it's going to put at least another year's delay before the F-35 can actually be made operational. Apparently, the software doesn't work. Just amazing, amazing situation. Okay, back to the phones. Mustafa in California. Aloha, Mustafa. Welcome back to the show. What is on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I want to ask you a quick question, and don't take too much of your time. I came across a German report a couple weeks ago that was reporting on a warship back in Bari, Italy during World War II. Mm-hmm. And I did some research and couldn't come up with quite a lot of information on it because it has been kept secret from the public. And from what I have found out, it's because the USS John Harvey was carrying a secret load of mustard gas.
Yes.
And by that attack from the Germans, over 1,000 people died from that mustard gas and mm-hmm. from the government in Italy and America. That was kept quite secret, and I even couldn't find anything on YouTube or Googled it. There's not much up there about it.
Actually, it's in Wikipedia. It's in Wikipedia.
Yes,
I'm looking at it right now where they're talking about John Harvey was a U.S. World War II Liberty ship with a secret cargo of mustard gas. Was sunk by German aircraft December 1943 at the port of Bari in South Italy, and it was a huge, huge disaster. But we know government lies to us during wars. We were all told that World War I started when those gosh darn Germans sank the Lusitania and it was just a passenger ship and all those innocent lives. And then, of course, divers went down to the wreck of the Lusitania and got into the hold and found out, yes, it had been carrying weapons and munition, which made it a legitimate target of war. And we were all told, innocent lives, no weapons. You know, it was another lie to start a war. And most lies are started with wars because people don't want war. The government has to trick us into it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your time. Keep up the
good
work.
Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to let you go here. Speaking of British Petroleum, I think I mentioned this earlier. After all the problems down there in the Gulf of Mexico, apparently in Lake Michigan, the BP Whiting Refinery in Whiting, Indiana, is now spilling oil into Lake Michigan. They can't seem to really get their act together. Just amazing, amazing stuff. All right, some stories going on, and I'm going to skip on back to Crimea, Ukraine. We've been talking about all these other places that are all of a sudden getting secession fever, that they can get away from their imposed puppet banker governments, not by overthrowing the government, but by simply breaking away. Apparently in Sardinia, there is now a movement on independence from Italy. So this is a phenomenon that's spreading all over the place here. So if you come in and you covertly overthrow my government, doesn't mean I got to obey that government anymore. We'll just break off our piece of the country and go someplace else. That's going to be a very, very difficult social phenomenon to counter, because the United States, for the last, since the end of World War II, their model has been overthrow the government, put in our own government, and the people will just blindly follow along. And it did work for a long time, but not anymore. The new method is we're going to go into Kiev, overthrow the elected government, put in our own gang of thugs, and all those Ukrainians will just follow along. They didn't. Crimea's already broken away. Four other cities in eastern Ukraine are talking secessions, referendums for secession and joining with Russia. Catalonia wants to break away from Spain. Scotland wants to break away from Great Britain. Venice wants to break away from Italy. Now Sardinia wants to break away from Italy. This whole central bank-dominated Western style of government has just run its course. People are fed up with it. They're sick of it. We're talking yesterday about people in Spain saying, I don't care if you call this system of government democracy. It's not working for us, and we're ready for something different. Of course, we're still told that we have a democracy. We know that's not true with the massive vote fraud in this country. We know that the tight relationship between government and the bankers is the classic model for fascism. We're not even a capitalist country anymore. We've gone totally, totally fascist. The rich get to keep their money. Losses from business get dumped on the ordinary people. That's where we are. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. More stories when we come back, heading to the top of the hour when Kevin Burns is going to be our guest for the third hour. And there's the music. We'll be right back.
To panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door.
If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, a story just crossed my desk. Remember what I was saying in the last segment about all of this military spending? It's just all about making money and military-industrial complex. And I think this is a good example of it. Apparently, there's a bit of an upset in Washington, D.C. over a company called Patriotic Aircraft Manufacturing Corporation, or PATAMON is its short name, which in 2002 was given the contract by the Department of Defense to design and develop the Air Force's planned F-24 Boyd fighter jet. Can't get the F-22 working, can't get the F-35 working, but they're already developing the F-24 Boyd fighter jet. The scandal is that apparently this exact same company that is designing this jet for the United States Air Force also has a contract with China to design a missile that can shoot that fighter jet down. That's, boy, bizarre. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Tony in Dallas, aloha. Tony, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener and a few-time caller. But, hey, the reason I was calling, I can remember back maybe, well, this is when we're dealing with the Federal Reserve. I can remember back when I was about maybe about 7 and maybe 8 years old, I heard on the television that someone had confiscated a printing press that, you know, I mean, they were starting to make their own money. And they said, you know, they told everybody to kind of look out for it, and, you know, because the money's, I mean, it's, you know, it's not real. And I thought to myself, you know, as an innocent 7 or 8 year old, I said, you know, that's kind of wrong for them to do that. That means that, they might be rich if they started printing all this money, and then everybody else would be poor.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, you know, I mean, that's exactly what's going on in the first place. And my second comment
with the Federal Reserve, they got a license to counterfeit.
Yeah. And my second comment is that, you know, I also dawned on me that the reason why you keep saying you have gold and silver in your possession, because when this piece of paper is exactly what it is, piece of paper, when it all goes away, if all those 1%ers have gold, who are we going to go to? We got to go back to them.
Well, we'll go to barter. We'll go to trade amongst each other. The worst thing that we can do following a collapse is go back to the same bankers and money junkies who made this mess and say, we want you to set up a shop again, because they'll just set it all up as a repeating of the same system. They'll want to go back to the same system. Now, when this country was started and the government issued the money, they handled the public currencies, a public utility, the silver and the gold was the money. The paper notes were claim checks only. And for every claim check in circulation, there had to be a corresponding deposit of silver and or gold in the U.S. Treasury or in the banks. If you were dealing with the silver certificates, it would say right on the front of the paper, you can take this piece of paper to the bank and trade it for the equivalent value in lawful money, which was the physical silver coinage. But over time, of course, the Federal Reserve has worked to delink the paper notes from any kind of a commodities backing. And once they could do that, they could just print with wild, reckless abandon. And as a result, the dollar today is worth about 4 cents of what it was worth 100 years ago when the Federal Reserve was created. Once you're allowed to just print ink and paper or type numbers into a computer without restriction, of course you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We got to let you go. I got a bunch of headlines I want to get before the top of the hour here. Israel is still insisting that the U.S. is offering to release spy Jonathan Pollard to Israel if it'll help restart the peace talks with Palestine. And I have no doubt Israel will say, oh, yes, that'll help us. We'll be more kindly disposed to the peace talks, and then Pollard will be released. Israel will start building more illegal settlements. The peace talks will still be dead. The State Department is still denying that there's any kind of a deal, which doesn't mean anything, but we'll see. TSA is now insisting they have to have their own armed officers at the gate, so when they're fondling your wives and daughters and stealing your iPads or dropping your laptops and you complain about it, they'll just go ahead and shoot you. Now, remember how one of the sanctions imposed by the United States on Russia was that Visa and MasterCard basically shut the Russian banks off, wouldn't honor any payments. Russian nationals in places like Ireland, all of a sudden, their transactions were being denied, even on debit cards, not credit cards, debit cards. And everybody said, that'll teach them. They'll come crawling back to get Visa and MasterCard. No, they won't. Russia is creating their own national payment system and credit cards. They're linking it with the Chinese UniPay system. So they're going to have their own credit cards. It'll be good all over the world, and the U.S. won't be able to shut them off. So too bad, Visa and MasterCard, by going along with Obama's sanctions, you just lost a huge number of your customers. Too bad. By the way, getting back to ClimateGate, and a big part of it is getting you to buy products you otherwise don't need. A lot of people talking about the Volt. And it's a cool-looking car. I actually got a chance to see one here in Hawaii not too long ago. But there's an article we put up at whatreallyhappened.com called Doing the Math. And everyone thinks, oh, it's an electric car, it's clean. No, it isn't. It just means the petroleum is being burned at the power station instead of the internal combustion engine. And somebody went through and did the actual math about how much you're paying for the electricity to go into the Volt. And it turns out that you're not getting a deal on this thing because basically, in a nutshell, the government wants you, for the sake of the environment, to pay three times as much for a car that costs more than seven times as much to run and takes three times longer to drive across the country because of all the times you have to stop and recharge that battery. I know that Top Gear did a show on electric vehicles, and they were trying to be generous about it, but they ran out of electricity in a town that didn't have a refill place, and they had to recharge off of somebody's house current, which took all night. The technology really isn't ready, but for the sake of the Earth and to stop global warming, you will buy this new product. Have you ever noticed anytime there's a crisis, the first thing they do is say, don't buy this product you were buying. That's now bad. You have to buy this new product. And I went through that myself years and years ago when I was still working at Square USA in Honolulu, and I had a little, you know, music player. It used cassette tapes. I'm giving my age away here. And it used these little AA batteries. And there was a big to-do about how, oh, those batteries have mercury. It's bad for the water in the landfill. And so I was going down to this store, and I was buying these environmentally friendly batteries, which cost three times as much. And I discovered to my chagrin, they only lasted about one-fifth as long. So that's this whole goal of the American enterprise system, is to convince people to spend more for less product and somehow call it progress. And it really, really is complete and utter nonsense. Apparently, there's a new movie out called Noah, Russell Crowe's new film, and already we're seeing on the media, there's a controversy between people who think that it should have been more religious and more about God and less about natural disasters and blah, blah, blah. It's a controversy. There's a controversy about the thing. No, it isn't. It's a PR stunt. Basically, what this means is the early test screenings received a lukewarm response from the audience, so the public relations boys at distribution are creating a controversy to get people to go see the movie to find out what all the fuss is about. It's an old PR trick. I even used it myself once when I was in my college days. We were doing a play that had a religious theme, and we planted a story that there was something sacrilegious, that we were saying terrible things about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Christian Students Union demanded to see the play, and we refused, and the student paper got involved, went all the way up to the office of the college president, and finally said, you will let them see the play, and there was nothing really all that bad in there. And they said, what's the big deal? By then, we'd sold out the house for the entire run. That's what's going on here. Gotta realize how public relations and media people think. Okay. Over at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, apparently a dozen workers have come down seriously ill. They're saying it's unknown fumes. I think the safe bet is there's something radioactive going on over there. All righty. Major protests in Albuquerque over that homeless man who was murdered by the cops. The cops responded by shooting another innocent man who was holding a cell phone. They thought it was a gun, and they gunned this other guy down. Completely out of control. Just completely nuts. Well, apparently over 1,000 protesters there talking about that. Now, there's this interesting story. It was over in newsforge.com, where this couple has spent $25,000 of their own money to find out why police raided their home. Turns out the police found wet tea leaves in the trash because they drink tea. The field test said positive for marijuana. Kicked down the door, ransacked the place, didn't find anything, refused to talk about it, had to be sued to admit they'd made a mistake. We'll be back after the news break with our guest, Kevin Burns, from the Book of Secrets.